Welcome to Biochemistry Roundtable. Today, we're diving into a topic that's fundamental to biochemistry, carbohydrates. Did you know that carbohydrates are the most abundant organic molecules on Earth? It's true. They're not just about energy, they're involved in so many biological processes.
Right on. Carbohydrates are crucial for everything from energy storage to cellular communication. In fact, without them, our bodies wouldn't function properly. Just think about it. How do you feel after a big bowl of pasta? That's carbohydrates at work.
Exactly. And it's fascinating how these molecules come in various forms, from simple sugars like glucose to complex structures like starch and cellulose. They all play unique roles. Let me explain this from another angle. They're like the Swiss Army knives of biomolecules, versatile and essential.
That's a great analogy, Nadia. And here's where this all comes together. Understanding carbohydrates is key to grasping larger biochemical concepts. They're not just fuel, they're integral to how our bodies communicate and maintain structure.
And let's not forget in the OR. Knowing how carbohydrates function can really impact patient care, especially in managing conditions like diabetes. It's all interconnected.
Absolutely. So as we move forward, let's keep in mind just how vital these molecules are, not only in our diets, but also in our overall health.
All right, let's get into the types of carbohydrates. They're generally classified into four main categories: monosaccharides, disaccharides, oligosaccharides, and polysaccharides. Each of these plays a unique role in biological systems.
Fair point. Monosaccharides are the simplest form. Think glucose and fructose. They're the building blocks for more complex carbohydrates. In the OR, knowing these basics can help us understand how to manage energy levels in patients.
Spot on, Henry. Now, disaccharides are formed when two monosaccharides bond together. A classic example is sucrose, which is just glucose and fructose linked. It's fascinating how these simple combinations can create something entirely different.
So, moving on to oligosaccharides, which consist of 3 to 10 monosaccharides, they're often found in plant cell walls and play a role in cell recognition. Isn't it amazing how even a small change in structure can lead to significant biological functions?
No kidding. And then we have polysaccharides, which are long chains of monosaccharides. These include starch and glycogen, which are crucial for energy storage. In fact, glycogen is like our body's energy reserve, ready to go when we need it.
Exactly. And cellulose, another polysaccharide, is vital for plant structure. It's a great example of how carbohydrates can vary in function depending on their structure. Let me explain this from another angle. The diversity in carbohydrates reflects their adaptability in nature.
Here's where this all comes together. Understanding these types helps us appreciate their roles in health and disease. Each category serves a purpose, and knowing that can guide us in clinical practice. So, let's dive into the chemical properties of carbohydrates. One of the most important aspects is their solubility in water. Monosaccharides, for instance, are highly soluble due to their hydroxyl groups, which can form hydrogen bonds with water. This property is crucial for their role in biological systems.
Fair point. When you think about it, this solubility allows these simple sugars to be easily transported in the bloodstream. In the OR, we often rely on this property when administering glucose to patients who need a quick energy boost.
Right on. Another key feature is their reactivity. Carbohydrates can undergo various chemical reactions, such as oxidation and reduction. For example, when glucose is oxidized, it can produce energy through cellular respiration. Isn't it amazing how these reactions fuel our bodies?
Here's where this all comes together. These chemical properties are not just academic, they have real-world implications. Understanding how carbohydrates react helps us grasp their roles in metabolism and energy production.
Exactly. Plus, carbohydrates can form glycosidic bonds, which link monosaccharides together to create disaccharides and polysaccharides. This bonding is essential for building larger carbohydrate structures, which serve various functions in organisms.
Let me explain this from another angle. Think of glycosidic bonds as the glue that holds these molecules together. Without them, we wouldn't have the complex carbohydrates that are vital for energy storage and structural integrity in cells.
Spot on, Nadia. So as we explore these properties, let's remember how they enable carbohydrates to perform their diverse functions in living organisms. So Let's explore the biological functions of carbohydrates. They play several crucial roles in living organisms, starting with energy storage. For instance, glycogen in animals and starch in plants serve as energy reserves, ready to be mobilized when needed. Isn't it fascinating how these structures store energy for future use?
No kidding. In the OR, we often see the effects of energy storage firsthand. When patients are recovering, their bodies rely on these reserves to heal and regain strength. It's a vital part of their recovery process.
Right on, but carbohydrates also serve structural purposes. Take cellulose, for example. It's a major component of plant cell walls, providing rigidity and support. Without it, plants wouldn't stand tall, literally.
Here's where this all comes together. These structural roles are essential not just for plants, but for the entire ecosystem. They support not only plant life, but also the animals that depend on them.
Exactly. Plus, carbohydrates are involved in cellular recognition. Glycoproteins and glycolipids, which are carbohydrates attached to proteins and lipids, play key roles in cell signaling and immune responses. It's like they're the ID badges of the cell world.
Let me explain this from another angle. Think of these molecules as the communication tools between cells. They help cells recognize each other, which is crucial for processes like tissue formation and immune defense. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Spot on, Nadia. So, as we consider these functions, it's clear that carbohydrates are not just energy sources. They're integral to the very fabric of life itself. Next up, let's discuss carbohydrates and health and disease. They play a significant role in various medical conditions, starting with diabetes. In diabetes, the body struggles to regulate blood sugar levels, often due to issues with insulin. This is where carbohydrates come into play. Understanding their impact on blood glucose is crucial for managing the condition.
Fair point. In the OR, we often see patients who need careful monitoring of their carbohydrate intake. It's essential to balance their blood sugar levels, especially during recovery. Too much sugar can lead to complications, so we need to be vigilant.
Right on. Another common issue is lactose intolerance, where people can't properly digest lactose, a sugar found in milk. This can lead to uncomfortable symptoms like bloating and diarrhea. Isn't it fascinating how something as simple as a carbohydrate can have such a big impact on quality of life?
Here's where this all comes together. Carbohydrates are not just about energy. They can also affect gut health. Dietary fibers, for instance, play a vital role in maintaining a healthy digestive system. They help regulate bowel movements and can even lower the risk of certain diseases.
No kidding. In fact, increasing fiber intake is often recommended for patients with gastrointestinal issues. It's a simple yet effective way to improve health.
Let me explain this from another angle. Dietary fibers act like a broom for our intestines, sweeping out toxins and promoting a healthy gut microbiome. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Spot on, Nadia. So, as we explore these connections, it's clear that understanding carbohydrates is essential for both health and disease management. All right, let's dive into the analytical techniques used for carbohydrates. There are several methods that scientists use to analyze these essential molecules, starting with chromatography. This technique allows us to separate and identify different carbohydrates based on their size and charge. Isn't it fascinating how we can literally see the components of a mixture?
Fair point. In the OR, we sometimes rely on these analytical techniques to understand the carbohydrate profiles of certain patients, especially those with metabolic disorders. Knowing how their bodies process these sugars can guide treatment decisions.
Spot on. Another powerful method is mass spectrometry, which provides detailed information about the molecular weight and structure of carbohydrates. This technique can help identify specific glycosylation patterns, which are crucial for understanding how carbohydrates function in biological systems.
Here's where this all comes together. These analytical techniques not only enhance our understanding of carbohydrates, but also have implications in drug development and disease treatment. For instance, knowing how a drug interacts with carbohydrate structures can lead to more effective therapies.
No kidding. Plus, techniques like nuclear magnetic resonance, NMR spectroscopy, can give us insights into the three-dimensional structures of carbohydrates. It's like getting a peek inside the molecular world.
Let me explain this from another angle. These methods are like detectives in a crime scene, helping us piece together the roles and interactions of carbohydrates in health and disease. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Right on, Nadia. So, as we explore these analytical techniques, it's clear they're vital for advancing our knowledge and improving patient care. So, let's talk about recent research and innovations in carbohydrate chemistry. One exciting area is glycomics, which focuses on the study of carbohydrates and their roles in biological processes. Researchers are uncovering how carbohydrates influence everything from cell signaling to immune responses. Isn't it fascinating how these molecules can dictate so much?
Fair point. In the OR, understanding these interactions can help us develop better strategies for treating diseases. For instance, researchers are looking into how modifying carbohydrate structures can enhance drug efficacy. It's like customizing a key to fit a lock more perfectly.
Right on. Another innovative approach involves using carbohydrates in vaccine development. Recent studies have shown that carbohydrate-based vaccines can elicit strong immune responses, which is a game changer for infectious diseases. Let me explain this from another angle. By harnessing the power of carbohydrates, we can create more effective vaccines that save lives.
Here's where this all comes together. These advancements not only improve our understanding of biology, but also have practical applications in medicine. For example, researchers are exploring how carbohydrate structures can be used to target cancer cells, for specifically minimizing damage to healthy tissues.
No kidding. It's like having a GPS for drugs, directing them precisely where they need to go. Plus, the potential for personalized medicine is huge. Tailoring treatments based on individual carbohydrate profiles could revolutionize patient care.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? The research in carbohydrate chemistry is paving the way for breakthroughs that could change the landscape of medicine as we know it.
All right, let's wrap things up with some key takeaways from today's discussion on carbohydrates. We started by exploring the different types of carbohydrates, from simple sugars to complex polysaccharides. Each type has its unique structure and function, which is essential for understanding their roles in biology.
Fair point. We also delved into the chemical properties of carbohydrates, highlighting their solubility and reactivity. These properties are crucial for their biological functions, especially in energy storage and structural roles.
Spot on. Then we examined how carbohydrates impact health and disease. Conditions like diabetes and lactose intolerance show just how vital it is to understand these molecules in a clinical context.
Here's where this all comes together. Analytical techniques like chromatography and mass spectrometry help us uncover the complexities of carbohydrates. They're not just lab tools, they're gateways to new discoveries in medicine and biology.
No kidding. Plus, the recent innovations in carbohydrate research, especially in glycomics, are paving the way for exciting advancements in drug development and personalized medicine.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? Carbohydrates are more than just energy sources. They're integral to our health, our biology, and even our future therapies.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through the fascinating world of carbohydrates. We hope you've gained some valuable insights today. Don't forget to tune in next time for more engaging discussions on biochemistry.